$14 billion. That's what some experts estimated will cost to rebuild Haiti after last month's devastating earthquake. In the U.S., private aid groups have already raised nearly $1 billion. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, much, much more money may be needed, and where it will come from is not clear.
Just 10 days after the earthquake, it was perhaps the peak of the public's outpouring of support for Haiti.
Sometimes I feel like I don't belong.
The Hope for Haiti Now concert aired on dozens of networks and cable channels nationwide and raised more than $65 million. The first installment of funds went out to six groups, including disaster relief powerhouse, the American Red Cross. Red Cross received $6 million from Hope for Haiti to add to the more than $255 million it's raised on its own since the earthquake. In past disasters, 9/11 and Katrina, the group was heavily criticized for the way it raised and distributed funds. So it's only natural that questions are now being asked about how it's responding in Haiti. Why, for example, some bloggers have asked, has Red Cross only spent or committed $80 million? What's happened to the rest of it?
We're doing a great job of using a lot of money in a very responsible way, reaching as many people as possible.
Nan Bizard is the Senior Director for Disaster Response at American Red Cross in Washington. Of the $80 million spent so far, she says about a fifth has gone toward temporary shelter, tarpaulins, tents, and kitchen supplies provided to an estimated 400,000 people. Most of the rest is going to provide food and water to people living in Haiti's many tent cities. Bizard says it's neither smart nor practical to expect groups like Red Cross to use all their donations immediately. But she acknowledges it's an understandable reaction to images showing ongoing suffering in Haiti.
That is their right when they entrust money to any aid agency to ask those questions. But I think that really what it reflects is people's own frustration and desire for everything to be better. And Haiti is not going to be better right away.
Red Cross and most other aid groups in Haiti are now turning from emergency disaster response to the next great need: transitional housing. These are temporary structures that will get families out of the rain while the Haitian government and aid groups determine how best to rebuild Port-au-Prince. Another aid group that received money from Hope for Haiti, Partners in Health, has been active there since the 1980s. Since the quake, the group has raised some $44 million, but so far has spent just about $6 million. Chief Program Officer Ted Constant says much of that money will be used to help rebuild Haiti's medical infrastructure, including its hospitals, medical and nursing schools. He believes donors should be looking to provide Haiti with help for the long term.
Because the only way Haiti will ever recover from the situation they were in before the earthquake and now from this is by building up the kind of institutions that sustain civilization, healthcare, justice, agriculture, all of these.
After a record January, aid groups say donations for Haiti have now slowed to a trickle. Rich Stearns, president of World Vision in the U.S., says globally the group is approaching $100 million in contributions. That's far less than the $360 million the group raised after the Asian tsunami, a worrisome sign, Stearns says, about plans for Haiti's rebuilding.
We're concerned that there won't be enough private donations to do the job, and the question we have is what kind of rebuilding plan and funding the donor governments will come up with, because I think that's where it's going to have to mostly come from.
In Haiti, as in past disasters, the burden of rebuilding the country's infrastructure and public buildings will fall to the international community under the auspices of the UN. But even the head of the UN's humanitarian operations admits that in the first emergency relief phase, the UN effort has been inadequate. In an email last week, he called on UN agencies to improve their coordination and get more resources on the ground to provide shelter and sanitation soon, before the beginning of Haiti's rainy season. Greg Allen, NPR News.